Black Rock Glacier. A glacier in Black Rock Desert? Is that a mirage? No, that's Black Rock Glacier by Aaron Asher of Boulder, Colorado. Black Rock Glacier recreates one of the most quickly vanishing wonders of the natural world, the glacier. Inside Black Rock Glacier, a passive, cool grotto oasis awaits, where cold ice water drips from clusters of clear and blue plastic bottles hanging from the ceiling to form ice water stalactites and stalagmites, from which participants may fill their personal water bottles and camelbacks. 1,500 gallons of cold, clean, drinkable water, concealed in a tank on top of the structure, slowly drips from tubing within the stalactites. Below them, clusters of bottles surround small, shallow pools, which catch trapping drip water and funnel it into water coolers beneath. To help give the structure the appearance of ice, the entire outer structure and the pillars and columns are covered in clear, plastic water bottles, securely attached to each other in segments, then attached to the structure itself. Black Rock Glacier, made from 41 to 50,000 plastic bottles, 50% recycled from nightclubs, music events, and festivals frequented by the Burning Man community, represents just 1 minute's worth of daily U.S. plastic bottle trash. More than 60 million plastic bottles are thrown away each day in the United States. That's 41,000 bottles thrown away per minute, and coincidentally, the representative number of Burning Man participants. As participants approach Black Rock Glacier, they hear howling of glacial wind. Entering a 20 by 12 chamber, participants hear a slow echoing drip, breeze, and register cooler temperatures. The cool environment is created by an ice wall of frozen water bottles placed and replaced daily in a honeycomb hexagon cubicle wall. Solar fans circulate the cold air. As the frozen water melts, the evaporating water vapors produce condensation, effectively creating a humidifier and evaporative water cooler. Blue pillows, bean bags, and blankets create a glacier bed, and the ambient sound of a large cavernous space creates the ultimate chill space. At night, an icy blue glow radiates from within. An ultra-bright white light shoots from the top of its pillars, creating crisscrossing shafts of light in the sky, and the color of the entire structure pulses and changes slowly in an aurora light show. As the supply of ice water is consumed by the participants and disappears, so does the glacier itself. That is, as the week progresses, all that will remain is the skeletal cryostructure, the hexagonal snowflake that represents the molecular structure of ice. And in the very center of the innermost chamber, a single bottle of water remains mounted on a pedestal behind glass, as if it were in a museum, as the last ball of water on Earth, labeled Black Rock Glacier, bottled at the source. Juxtaposed against the hot, barren Black Rock Desert, once itself a massive lake, Black Rock Glacier points out just how dramatic climate shift can be. Creating a glacier of plastic water bottles is an iconic representation of human consumption. The bottles are made from petroleum, another vanishing natural resource that, in the hands of humans, has arguably become the largest root source of pollution, division, and human suffering in the world. How do you respond to the sight of 40,000 plastic bottles? Does it disturb you enough not to fill your own plastic bottle with a disappearing glacier's water? Or will you come inside and fill your own plastic bottles anyway? Black Rock Glacier invites participants to journey within, to reflect on their personal give-and-take relationship with the extraordinary natural world and its limited resources, and to contemplate the human cycle of basic need, desire, greed, excessive gluttony, scarcity, depletion, and the redundant need. Black Rock Glacier asks each of us how we each actually contribute to destroying or caring for the environment, and what we're really willing to do about it. Does human consumption of natural resources, whether out of need or desire, have consequences? What part does each of us play in furthering the depletion of the planet's resources? Does your personal use of plastics and everyday petroleum-based products, from pens, toothbrushes, computers to solar panels, fuel war for oil? The Black Rock Glacier is intended to provoke contemplation about inevitable, constant change and impermanence, to raise questions about the relationship between humans and other inhabitants of the natural world, cause and effect.